deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. It's the first day of frost on the windshield.
Yep, and almost the 1st of December.
Yes.
Well, it was a short week on Wall Street last week because of the holiday and more or less flat. What's your take?
Well, the take was, it was kind of what we expected. As you mentioned, it was a relatively short week, even though Friday the markets were open. It was kind of a half day and not much business going on. We're going to talk about the shopping people did. But, you know, for the week, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 were both down about 1%. So not a really big move. The dollar was up on continued stress and anxiety in the Eurozone. Also, gold and oil were up again. As for the Eurozone, you probably heard on NPR this morning already that Ireland has already received a bailout from the European Union of about $115 billion U.S. dollars, $35 billion of which is going to go directly to help Irish banks, part capital injection right now and also part reserve. So that is not being viewed very favorably in Ireland per se. And always the question in Europe now is, who's next? Is Portugal next? Is Spain next? We don't know. Here on our side of the pond, Congress is back in session this week. It could be a very busy three-week lame duck session. We are particularly watching the debate on taxes, both from the estate planning standpoint and also just the income tax and capital gains tax standpoint. It could be a very busy couple of weeks.
All right, let's turn to the retail sales after the Thanksgiving holiday. The traditional shopping season seems to be going through a lot of adjustments, more emphasis on online sales, stores now open on Thanksgiving Day itself. But what are the early reports telling us?
Well, you know, Wayne, the early holiday sales reports were generally good. The National Retail Federation reports that more people were actually out physically on Black Friday and over the weekend than last year. Up over 200 million people physically went to stores over that four-day period. Total spending is estimated around $45 billion, which averages about $340 per shopper. Wayne, were you out there this weekend?
Not me.
Okay. Anecdotally, I did not go out myself on Friday, but I was out this weekend at a few different places. And so mostly moderate crowds, but very full parking lots. Store managers generally said business was very good thus far.
Yeah, I try to avoid the crowds as much as possible.
Yeah. Jewelry purchases, the National Retail Federation reports, were up significantly over last year, as were toys and electronic equipment. Now, as you mentioned, Cyber Monday hits today as web retailers prepare for a huge day of online business. Sales are expected to be up over 12% from where they were this time last year. We'll continue, of course, to monitor these sales trends over the next few weeks to see if this initial burst can be maintained throughout the whole holiday season.
Tell us about the SEC raids on hedge funds. Sounds like kind of something out of Prohibition days or something. Talking about raids.
Kind of sounds like Dragnet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this is this may have escaped a lot of people's attention, but this is kind of a good news, bad news from the big money world, if you will. The SEC raided last week three hedge funds in different places, New York and Connecticut, and I think one was in Boston. Three hedge fund offices and a big crackdown on insider trading. The raids are part of a larger three-year long case into whether large institutional investors are skirting SEC rules on what we call full and fair disclosure to the marketplace. Now, this is good news, of course, because it's always healthy to shine the light of day on bad actors and their efforts to cheat clients. The bad news comes from the damage this is doing to investors' psyches. The last 2 years, there have just been numerous cases of fraud or Ponzi schemes exposed. You know, remember Bernie Madoff and others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leading many individual investors to become more cynical than ever that the whole financial system is rigged. Basically, what is going on in this particular case is the SEC is clamping down on what are called expert networks, and they are hired by hedge funds and other companies to provide insight on a particular industry like biotechnology or real estate or retail, whatever it may be. These experts essentially are alleged to be getting inside information from companies for whom they used to work, and in some cases they still do work there. Wayne, this is a classic case of pay to play, and it's not new in our society, but it does show the levels to which some investment firms are going to increase returns in this continued recessionary, low-return type of environment.
The November jobs reports will come out this Friday. What do we expect?
Well, in general, Wayne, the November jobs report, which will come out this Friday, is likely to be pretty good. The expectations have been building for several months now, which may in part come from, in fact, retailers staffing up for the holidays. Overall, job growth is expected to come in around 175,000 new jobs, but alas, the unemployment rate is again not expected to drop much, if at all. This week, Wayne, a couple of the data points we're watching, we are looking for home price surveys, as well as a report on pending home sales, and also be looking at auto sales this week to get more clues as to where the economy is going these days.
All right, time's gone for this time, so I'll talk to you next Monday.
Have a good week.
Thanks to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management. The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by the Richmond Symphony, presenting Handel's Messiah with the Richmond Symphony Chorus on December 3rd, and Janworth Financial Symphony Pops, Let It Snow, on December 4th and 5th at the Carpenter Theater. Tickets at richmondsymphony.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.